There you go.
Christine and Christine, right?
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
From the Northeast. Go ahead.
We're from the Northeast Early Childhood Council. We're a nonprofit that serves seven communities, one of them, Thompson. So we wanted to join the business association so we could meet other members of the community. A lot of what we do serves families and community, free resources. We have a guide that we can share with you guys tonight. It was shared through your Facebook page. Businesses can request the guides to help families. And we do some programming, free workshops for families, all to get kids ready for learning.
And women.
We're partners. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Thanks for joining. And also LB.
Hello, I'm LB with Off Camera Productions. I am your local photographer. Not only do I empower the women through PR, art, but I empower our businesses through business branding, headshots, and product photography. So come with me for anything that you need.
Good.
Hi, LB.
Hi, Beth.
I feel like I just saw you.
And any time that we have new members in attendance, I ask everybody to rise and do our code of ethics with us, please. So, I will be fair, honest, impartial, respectful, and professional, and act in good faith in all of my business relationships with my clients, trade partners, suppliers, the public, and other members of this association. I will provide my services and or products as I have advertised or presented them for the prices that I have quoted. I will establish goodwill and trust among members and the referrals I receive from this association. I will follow up with the referrals I receive from other members through this association in general. I will maintain a positive and supportive attitude with this association and its members. I will uphold the ethical standards of my profession. Thank you. Okay, so
sorry.
We will now go around the room and give everybody 45 seconds to talk about their business. We know most of you already and what you do, but there doesn't have to be that. You can talk about if you need employees or you have a special coming up or anything like that. So, Sarah?
Hi. Sarah King, Claude Standing Painting Services. Mike's not here because he's chosen not to be here. I tried. I even texted David and was like, Mike's not coming. He's like, why? Just pick him up. But anyway.
I didn't get that text.
I know. I'm not getting emails either for some reason. We clean and paint pretty much anything and everything. We are currently at Winnie ceiling wallpaper and painting there. So I'm anxious to see that before and after transformation. Just something for you guys as other small businesses. Thompson is putting on Peter Pan for their play this year. They are looking for ad space, sponsor space for their playbill. Reasonably priced, like $100 for a full page on the inside cover, $100 for a half page on the outside cover. Oh, sorry, I'm putting the pens up. And then like some of them are like as small as like $25 for advertising that goes out on the playbill. So if you need or want that, just reach out to me and I'll get you info. Next.
Good evening, everyone. Nick Dunning with Dunning Lawn Care and Dunning Transportation Company. Dunning Lawn Care is a four-season landscape and snow contractor, site service, pretty much everything green industry related. And Dunning Transportation is a boutique horse transport nationwide carrier. Pretty niche-y on both ends. Our real specialty is high-end customer relations and results. That's kind of what we strive for, and that's the market we look for. If anyone has any questions, anything after the fact, happy to speak with you. We have no specials running or really nothing important to say, in a matter of joking. Yes, we're always hiring, as everybody in this room. So yeah, if you know anybody looking for any kind of work, absolutely.
Dave, you're up.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Chaplain with DC's Cleanouts and Handyman Services. We're kind of one-stop shopping for your honeydew lists. You got a space that's crammed with stuff. We get rid of it. Estates, garages, attics, all of it. We also work hand-in-hand with Nick Lawless and quite a few other folks in town. We kind of feed off of one another for jobs and for work, and it's as Nick said, after the fact, you need anything, please come up to me. I'll get you a business card and we can go over it and make a meeting. This one?
Table.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Have a front table.
She is absolutely fantastic.
Dave, you're up.
All right. David Delphi, Bank Hometown here in North Grosvenordale. Just if you need any banking needs, checking account, business, checking savings, personal, whatever, credit cards, business.
This guy's the best. He really is.
Thanks.
He helps me out whatever I
need. But yeah, you guys, and no minimum fee, no minimum balances, no monthly fees on our accounts. So yeah, come in and see us if you need. And we have new CD specials next week. So if you want to pop in and see what those are, come and see us. Thanks.
Tell us about your business.
Okay. So this is my second meeting. We joined last month. My wife is a psychiatric nurse practitioner. She works in Worcester. And this is her business, and we're just starting the business. So. And also representing my daughter, who has... Oh, my wife's business is called Rose Z Incorporated, and then also my daughter is a photographer, and she takes family pictures, and I'd say it's a reasonable price. She charges me, so I kind of know. And it's she does family photography and stuff like that, and her business is called Nina Hermosa Photography.
All right, well, thanks for coming. Thanks for joining. Alan?
Diane and Alan Patterson. Patterson Insurance Services basically specialize in health insurance, specifically the Medicare market. Do a little bit of life. Real excited entering into a partnership with a new company that's starting in Woodstock doing property and casualty insurance. So that's a piece we didn't have. So we're kind of working together on that. Also, they're going to be heavy in manufacturing insurance, business owners insurance, umbrella policies, workman's comp, things like that. He has a background where he actually was a vice president of operations and underwriting for Liberty Mutual. So he kind of knows it from that side and is saying he can save people money. So we'll see. I'll let you know how that works. So, but that's it. We're kind of out of open enrollment now, so we're resting a little bit.
Beth, you're up.
Pocket Stitch. I'm a pet seamstress. What anybody needs, give me a call.
She's got lots of guinea pigs and treats. She makes homemade toys for dogs, cats.
Custom gift baskets. Yep. Don't forget the custom gift baskets.
Everything's handmade and organic.
And she regularly donates to Mona's house.
As well as a bunch of other businesses. We love them.
Thank you.
Good job, Beth.
Alright, hey y'all, I'll be usually referenced as your local law travel with a camera. I am a photographer. I focus on boudoir, so empowering our women through art to love themselves and accept themselves with the bodies that they're in at any age, from, you know, 21 and up. I also do lifestyle photography from maternity to weddings, but I very much focus on the boudoir to really empower the sisterhood that we have in our community. And I do business branding and headshots and
pet
service,
portraits,
commercials,
senior,
and pet portraits. Yes.
Senior photo
I got all your photo needs.
She has an event coming up that she's looking to sell tickets to.
Yeah, so ladies, 21 and up, I have a Valentine's Day event. It's all the art is sponsored by Allie Mack and Vigiana Counseling. Consulting, sorry. You're my counselor. She's my therapist.
Sorry, my second.
Yes.
I'm Ann from Teague. We're going to report later, so I can just keep it to less than 3 minutes.
Tira
Penn, Director of Planning and Development for the Town of Thompson. I also do have a spot on the agenda for an actual report. Just in general, we'll be talking about the 65 Main project ongoing to try to encourage you guys to get involved, but also, as always, I come here not really as a member of the association, but as a resource for the association. If you have questions about stuff that's going on in town, I don't know everything, but I do often have at least insights into things. And as I always say, I'll also make things up to sound credible if it'll make you happy.
Christine.
Hi, so as we said, we're from the Northeast Early Childhood Council. She's the regional director, and I'm the outreach coordinator. And our mission is all children in our 7 communities are healthy, safe, and successful learners, and we focus on children first with ADHD. And one of the things, everything we do is collaborative. We work with everyone within those 7 communities, businesses, organizations, parents, libraries. And the one thing we've just recently done is we've created this resource guide for families in Northeast Connecticut. Anything we thought that a family could possibly need is in this one book. All the contributors have their logos on the back, and we're always, including Bank Hometown
and
Teague, and we're always adding more. So it's an opportunity for businesses to weigh in on that. And we have a number of these in the car. If you would like a sample, if you would like some for your business, or for the families you work with, we can get you some copies of this. And I just shut up with my granddaughter.
Kim?
Yep. Hi, my name's Kim. I'm the owner of Simply Soaps. I've been kind of quiet lately. It's my off season. You'll usually see me at the Putnam Farmers Market during the summertime. So we just had a brand new grandbaby that's only 3 weeks old, so I've been helping my daughter out a lot, but still taking orders on my website, but pretty quiet.
Yep.
Hi everyone, I'm Al. I'm standing up because I can't see everyone. I'm the new executive director of the Northeast Chamber of Commerce, which is very exciting. I've been here for about 5 months now. And we cover 23 towns within the northeastern Connecticut region, from Thompson down to Plainfield, all the way over to Coventry. And our whole mission is to help businesses grow and thrive. One of our board members is here, Joanne Chanel. And we do that in 5 different components. Networking, so we do monthly networking events. Education, you'll start to see some more educational series coming with the chamber. We help with visibility for businesses, growth for your business, as well as advocacy. So if you're interested in learning more about the chamber, reach out. We love to support all of our local businesses and looking forward to working with our local business association as well. Thank you.
Missy.
Yes. Hi, I'm Missy DeRosiers. My husband is J&J Construction. We do excavation. So, foundations, urban drains, all that good stuff. And I'm also the person you go on meeting with in the morning, so sign up. We're pretty booked, by the way. I can't wait to do the report later.
Nice.
I'm excited about it. That's it.
I'm Heritage.
Hi,
I'm Heritage. I'm
Hi, Joanne Chanel from Teague. As Anne said, we're on the agenda, so I'll let her talk.
Gotta love it.
Phil, here for the sympathy, I say.
It's all fake. No. I'm Phil with Sight and Sound Tech Solutions. Anything tech that you don't get, give me a call. I do everything from TVs, home theater, cameras, smart thermostats, anything along that line. Just had somebody call today, ask about a VCR. I did somebody's conversion from an old video tape of a family to a DVD. Do that once in a while. This past year, I did a lot of church and a couple of school and community things with audio. I did a lot of church audio revision and stuff, and I get some referrals from people going into churches, going into schools, saying, you know, I can't hear the speaker at all. Please, can you call this company, call this school, call this church? And so that works out a lot. Done a lot of video cameras. I did some business in churches with video camera systems. And house cameras, you know, so you can see right on your phone and all that stuff. But please, don't buy anything before you contact me. I hate walking into a house, and they buy something that just doesn't work well. Thank you. And a big home theater with Dan. Shout out to Dan.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's almost done.
Okay.
We're doing a lot of shout-outs tonight. I'm Brian, handling membership here with the TBA. I chair the Economic Development Commission, and I haven't decided if I'm at the end of business or in between businesses, so I have nothing to say about business.
Yeah. I'm Allie of Allie Mac and Avicii Allie Consulting. I am your go-to girl for all your marketing needs. If you're looking for social media management, all the way to advice on how to start your business, or even just some simple flyer or graphic design work, you can bring it right my way. Something I'm looking for this month is the event we are sponsoring for Off Camper. It is our Galentine's Day event. Allie Mac is sponsoring the wine and chocolate tasting. So ladies, if you're looking for a fun night of women empowerment and just loving yourself and seeing me hand out chocolate and wine, please go on to Off Camper Productions, their Facebook page. The tickets are right up there for sale.
Fun.
All right. And I'm Dan Bennett. I'm the owner of DBC Solutions, where we transform the space you live in to a place you'll love to be in. And we have a design event coming up. It's actually 2 weeks from tonight at Taylor Brook Brewery in Woodstock. So, yeah, it's from 5:30 to 8 p.m. All of our trade partners are going to be there, painting, cleaning, electrical, plumbing. I'm probably missing somebody. Phil's going to be there. Sight and Sound. Eastford Building Supply, the Design Center. We'll have a designer there talking about what's going to be trending in home design for 2024. I'll have my virtual reality design software set up where we can put you in a VR headset and let you take a look at how that looks to view your new kitchen or bathroom before you have to actually buy it. If you just have a question about electrical or plumbing, come hang out, have a beer, walk around, talk. And all of our vendors are going to be bringing door prizes, so those are cool stuff to wrap up. That's about it. I just wanted to remind everybody, because I forgot, I think, before, if you haven't already signed in, and any members, put your business card in the basket to be eligible for Business of the Month. And now I'm going to do the presentation.
I'm going to say I like the flyer.
Yeah, did you do that thing?
That flyer was the same. Yeah, that's the same time as our next networking thing for 65 Main, too. So some of us won't be there.
Uh-oh. Okay. You guys probably want to move.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this back on.
And actually, I had two things.
Getting some new marketing opportunities for all the businesses, all our members, and Sandy, actually, who's not here tonight, our treasurer, most of you know, actually got this going. She went up and met with the marketing guy at Thompson Speedway, and so he put together a whole proposal. So most of this is about the Thompson Speedway, and what they're offering us for marketing opportunities and discounted rates for that because you're a member of the Thompson Business Association. So one of these buttons makes it go to the next slide, right? There we go. Did I go too far? Okay, so there we go. So, Thompson Speedway, probably all of you know where it's located. It's been in operation for 83 years. They've got all kinds of different divisions of racing. I know, I'm not sure, and I don't think it's on here, but I know they have like new owners within the last few years, and they're really like turning up the volume up there and bringing in other racing series and stuff like that. So, premier event is the 61st annual World Series of Racing in October, where there's 20 different divisions there. All these different events. I'm not going to read all this. I am also going to email this out to everybody, so you'll all have an opportunity to read it. But all the different events that they have all year, starting out with the Icebreaker in April. Let me know if I'm going too fast here. 15 days of racing all season, 125,000 people expected, 15,000 seats, 15,000 people per event. All the different opportunities, which there's going to be a little bit more details about these, but naming rights for the races, title sponsorships, race day promotions, specific race promotions and special opportunities. Okay, so the premier event opportunity. Some of these are big ticket items, but as you can see, there's a lot of people there. So title sponsorship of the Icebreaker event. You have the billboard up there, package. I guess there's a couple different packages. Like I said, I didn't get to read this as much as I would have liked to before we did this, but all kinds of different packages. I'll let you guys take a look at that for a minute, and then we'll move on. And like I said, I'll email it to everybody so that you can see. If you want to. Yeah, there's some other opportunities up here that coming up that are not as expensive, but
we get that.
Yeah.
This is just not my wheelhouse.
Right.
Price
point. So here's some other stuff. Oh, and I don't know. Let me go back to that page real quick. Oh, so for all of those big ones, if you see it at the bottom, it says Business Association members will get double the free tickets. But then when you get to these ones, it's like Business Association members will get $100 off for any of these per day. So the event, that was one of the ones that we were talking about that seems like it might be a really good opportunity for people, is the event display space. You can actually go up there and set up a 10x10 booth on a race day when there's going to be 15,000 people walking around, and you can do that for $400 as a member of the Thompson Business Association. Division naming rights. We're back into some pricey stuff for the division naming rights. You get a 15% discount for those. Touring division naming rights, a little bit more reasonable, and you get a 15% discount for any of that. They include naming rights to specific races or divisions. Creates an atmosphere built around your company, perfect for entertaining guests, clients, or employees. Right. Some of their big sponsors now, that's the track sponsors. Can you drive them? You better be able to, right? So that's about that. There's some contact information on here. Anybody's interested in writing this right down now, but I will email it out to everybody afterwards. Good? Okay, so now this is the stuff that I'm more excited about that I worked on here. Winnie commercial. So as a member of the TBA, my plan is we can do a 30-second commercial every day of the year that mentions the TBA, and then it will mention seven of our businesses. So each of those businesses would have to pay $343, but that gets your business mentioned on the radio every day of the year. Also, obviously, promoting the business association, which is going to get us more attention, get us more members. The more members equal more connections for everybody. If we fill up one of these commercials, if there's seven businesses that want to do this for the year, then we could obviously go ahead and do a second one, too. And have a little display here. The Killingly Business Association and the Putnam Business Association already do this.
The Killingly Business Association is growing with more members and more activities to promote the wonderful things happening in Killingly. Are you a member yet? If not, join them as they work together to support and grow local business. Participating members include
WeMax Bell Park Realty, the Golden Greek Restaurant, First Casualty Insurance, Companion Veterinary Health Center, Shabbat and Associates Real Estate Group of EXP, Danielson Surplus Sales, and The Last Green Valley.
See the Killingly Business Association online at killinglyba.org and be sure to like them on Facebook.
And then the Putnam one is going to play here.
There's character around every corner in Putnam, Connecticut. Discover Putnam's great restaurants, cafes, antiques, and art galleries. You'll find toys, comic books, boutiques, live theater, and more. And while you're here, discover these members of the Putnam Business Association.
First American Home Loans, The Wireless Zone, Deary Brothers Mike Stand, Terry's Embroidery, Foster Corporation, Charter Oak Federal Credit Union, Green Valley Glass, and Global Design and Publishing.
Learn more at discoverputnam.com.
All right. So there's that one. Next one is probably a lot of you know Henry's Variety in Putnam as well. So I got this idea from Dave. We would have this card created where the TBA would be a small part of it, and then a group of our businesses would fill up the rest. Now Dave does it where he has one whole side, and he offers specials on there and stuff. I don't know if this one. Yeah, you get a free hot dog if you bring the card in. My idea is that we would only need a small area on there, so we could add a few more businesses to the front and nine businesses on the back, and this would get mailed to 4,055 addresses here in Thompson. Because the print minimum is 5,000, we would have an extra 900 cards approximately that we could distribute however we wanted. We could give them to the people that paid for them, or we could distribute them in businesses around here, whatever everybody feels like would be best. So it would be approximately $160 per business. If one business wanted a bigger space, they could take two spaces and pay the extra money. If we ran this once a quarter, would be $640 per business, or if we did it once a month, it would be $1,920. I'm thinking maybe once a quarter would be good, and we could also change up the businesses every quarter if we can, you know, keep enough interest in people that want to jump on there. But, I mean, for $160, you can get your business mailed directly to over 4,000 homes in town, so. I do direct mail marketing for my business. It's a little bit different than this because I don't mail it to every house. I pay like $1.75 per card, but I mail it to who I want to mail it to and neighborhoods that I want to mail it to. With every door direct mail, you don't have that flexibility. It's a lot cheaper, but you just have to send it to every address. You can take like one mail route, but you can't take less than that. And then this one I have a little less details about it. The price is approximately right. I'm working with both the Shopper's Guide and the Smart Shopper right now. They're going to put together some packages for us. And we'll get more details about this coming real soon. But my idea for this is very similar to like the card. Or like a restaurant placemat where the TBA would be in the center. We'd have a bunch of businesses around it. I did a layout today. If we were doing a full page, we could have up to 14 businesses on the page. And for that, it would cost per business $1,400 a year, which breaks down to $117 a month.
We could possibly do it by the month. The only problem with that is keeping, business, getting the rotation, getting enough businesses each month to keep turning over. So I think it might work out better if we had, you know, businesses that wanted to do it for the whole month. And also, I'm waiting on, like I said, I don't have all the pricing details yet. This was like pricing based on their just, this is what it costs to advertise with us. And so I'm talking to both of them now about, hey, can you, you know, give us a deal as for a business association if we're going to run it all year? And so they both said they would get back to me. They both do inserts, which might be a little less expensive too. So that's an option. But that's it. That's all I got.
Page every
week
with the Shopper's Guide and
the TV
headline, and then 14 businesses.
Well, we would.
I mean, 14 businesses every week, and then the next 14 get rotated next week.
Well, how does that work? I mean, my thought, like I was just saying, is that I would be looking for 14 businesses that want to step up and pay the $1,400 for the year. And we do that one ad for the whole year. It would be great if we could rotate them out every week, but that's a lot of work. But we got to get 14 businesses that want to sign up for it every week, and we got to do all the work of, I mean, the Shopper's Guide and the Smart Shopper would do the layout.
So 14 businesses, so if I'm following what I think you're saying, is 14 businesses on the page every week.
Right.
Each business pays for it.
Right, and you're in there for the whole year. For $1,400, it's the whole year. Every week, you're in the Shopper's Guide. Which I think, personally, if you're going to do print marketing, you've got to be consistent. If you put your ad in there for a week, it's pointless.
Yeah.
It's got to be something that people see over and over again.
Some businesses like me, I mean, if somebody sees my name, Site and Sound Text Solutions, what is that? So I need a little bit of, I would need a little space to explain what I do.
Right.
Something like that. For 14 businesses, that's a lot of
information. Yeah, I mean, well, it's all... I was just trying to, you know, make it as affordable as possible for everybody. I have
the layout that I did with me right here. And it's a little bit smaller than a business card. Right?
Okay.
But, so you do have some room on there.
Yep.
And then again, like I said, you could potentially do two if you wanted to. But obviously then you're talking about $2,800 a year. But if you, and again, this is based off their prices that are on the website. Like, any of us could go down there and pay for the same thing for the same price. We're going to get a little bit better deal than this, I'm presuming, especially from the Smart Shop. But we will see soon what that's going to be. But and then, you know, it's, we can move this around. We can put less businesses on it. You know, it depends. But yeah, it's like the same thing with, like, the Winnie Radio one. You get your name on the radio every day for the whole year. I think that's a great deal, personally. I know I advertise with Winnie, and it definitely cost me more money than that.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
I'll make a statement. We did Winnie commercial. I don't know if you guys heard it. It'll be in the new outlet. But we did a commercial for basically the holiday season, and it cost us roughly around $400 for that, from, like, Thanksgiving to Christmas. And we have landed at least 4 jobs from that. So that and that's not cleaning, that's painting. So that's money for me, more so than cleaning. So in my opinion, that was a great way to advertise, and we're working on the next commercial. So, and that was running almost every day that way too. So
right.
And they do all the, like, planning of the commercial, like if you were doing singly, not just this way, if you were doing as a whole individual business, Karen writes the commercial, she'll help you record it, she'll even record it if you don't want to. So just kind of,
right.
You can hear my commercial on my Facebook.
Yeah, they will do it for you, or you can do your own, however.
Yeah.
I like to go in there and do my own. But either way, they make it so easy. Like, you don't have to be perfect.
She cuts and paste,
like,
and edits.
2 takes, and she's like, yep, I'll cut that together, and it comes out sounding amazing.
I can say, as a consumer, too, I know when I've gone through the Shopper's Guide and I look at, I see ads for businesses, I'm like,
and then 5 months later I need that business, and if it's not there again, then it's,
right.
So like to have it there every week, because I know, oh, I saw it in the shopping side, but if I go back and it wasn't there, I don't always rip them out to see them, because I don't know if you're going to need that business.
Right.
So I think the every week as a consumer.
Yeah.
And I've done Shopper's Guide, and I definitely felt like Winnie was more successful in my business than Shopper's Guide, in my opinion. That's my opinion.
What, which one? Wait, sorry.
Winnie. So you're targeting, so like my business targets a lot of Facebook, Instagram, that kind of networking. So I'm missing all the demographic of the older generation that's not on Facebook or Instagram. So I thought, oh, Shopper's Guide, cheap and expensive, older folks, read papers, whatever. We've had more success with Winnie than we did Shopper's Guide, in my opinion.
Right. And so. Shopper's Guide's not cheap.
It's about the same price.
Yeah, and yeah, I was looking at some prices today. It's not cheap at all. So, okay. Any other questions? I'm gonna email all this stuff to everybody, like I said. And all right.
From the last roster, we lost Fairway Independent Mortgage, Fit for You Studio, Liquidation Lady, and Growing Taxes has changed their membership to Nikki's Dog House.
Yes.
So that's Larry and Erica Grow, still part of the association.
So we lost Fairway Mortgage, but not, he just changed to a new name.
He changed different names.
Okay.
So which name is
it? It's another mortgage company, but
because we added Woodstock Cavern.
Woodstock Cavern.
We added Rosie Incorporated. That was from since the last roster. Northeast Early Childhood Council. Yeah. Ina Hermosa Photography.
You know, LB's not on there yet, but she's here to join.
Yeah, I wrote her. I wrote her in.
Oh, okay.
So that's the 84th. And I don't have a tax group that got added in to the roster.
Not tax, mortgage.
No new one on the roster.
Okay, I'll have to check into that.
Yeah, because I highlighted everything in green is new, and everything in pink is not. So we're taking up our challenge here to hit 100.
Yeah, man.
We should get it this year. So tell all your friends. Keep networking.
Right. And then Sandy, our treasurer, is not here with us, but she did send along her treasurer's report. So we have, in our main banking account, we have $2,506.32. We are going to pay, me and Sandy talked about this last week, we're going to pay for the Winnie radio that we already do for the whole year instead of paying it every month. So we'll be, by next month, we'll know what the money was for that. $81.97 transferred from PayPal. That's not in the total. Weekend Warrior account has $686.23. Weekend Warrior backup account has $8,327.12. Thanksgiving account, $499.53, and golf tournament account, $507.57. That's it. Okay. T, you're up.
Kind of surprised me there. Do you mind if I stand up here?
Not at all.
So, does everyone in the room know what Teague does? Yes? No?
Yes, for the most part.
For the most part. Good. Okay. Well, I'm here to try to clarify a few things. I always appreciate the time, and I always appreciate what the Thompson Business Association is doing for the community. I'm just going to be honest. We kind of put out there, we actually went to a selectmen's meeting to make sure we had the blessing of the selectmen to move forward at some point with some building plans, because we've had quite a bit of expansion, and you'll see that in a minute from what I'm going to share. But so we went to the sort of just to see, we went to the selectmen to see if they were certainly on board with us considering putting a building in the location across from the little road that runs up to the fields, the athletic fields behind our building. The reason for that is our programming has really blown up in the past couple of years. We have three people sharing one desk. We have a big room. It's not quite this size, maybe a little bit longer, a little bit more narrow, and it is our community room, and we flip that room sometimes three times a day. We certainly are not able to use that room at different times, mostly the holidays, for our playgroup and our juvenile review board. Things like that have to move completely out of that space and to other buildings. We serve as a hub for the food systems that serve the northeast corner. So we get a lot of the big deliveries in of food that we are trying to keep in the system and to feed people. And a lot of those deliveries go out to, they go down as far as Plainfield with Project PIN, Friends of Assisi, IHSP Daily Bread. We share out from there. So we are often challenged, especially when we get very large deliveries in. We're loading them in the snow, in the rain. Got to get them out of the heat quickly. We don't have a loading dock. That's a challenge. So we called together some volunteers who had worked on our old building, and they came in and they gave us, Steve Lewis gave us several different options for some kind of an expansion that would give us a little bit of desk space, a little bit more meeting space, and a little bit more market space. And what we came up with was this separate building across the road would probably serve best. That being said, we have no intention of building a building tomorrow. That was never the intention. The intention was to have plans that would be ready, that we knew we had the blessing of the town to put a building in that space, and to have plans that were spec level plans that we could get a price on that building, so we would have a shovel ready building when we got a grant or a grant came up that we could apply for. And you can't go out for a grant and say, I think I need $500,000 for a building. No one's gonna give you anything for that. So we had to get to that level, and that's why we went to the selectmen to ask them who else we might want to ask. They said as a courtesy, we should really go to the school board and that they would run it by PNC and that we could kind of stop it there. The media got a hold of that and were interested in a story, and the story was released. The story was not incorrect, but it sparked a social media, right on the heels of me announcing I was retiring, which probably made it look like I was running from the social media, but I'm not. I'm not retiring for almost a year. So so anyway, I guess I'm coming to you because I always like to educate you about what we're doing. I always like to let you know what we're doing. And I thought that maybe if I just gave you a couple of data pieces and service pieces, that you could then spread the good word out into the community that Teague's awesome. And yeah, we really are helping, and we're doing a lot, and we're not looking to steal anybody's land or use the town of Thompson as a launch service for social services all over the community. So, that being said, I go to the town, actually tomorrow, my requests are due to the town, to ask them for support every year. We ask each town that we serve to give us support at a percentage rate of what our value of services are. So for every service we do, I answer the phone and I tell a client where they might find Northeast Early Childhood Council help, and I give them the address and I talk to them about why that might be a helpful thing with what they're struggling with. And that is valued. Every service that we offer is valued, because if the town was running their own social service agency, they would have that kind of value on their services. We value food by bags of food. So for the year I'm reporting on, we had said that a bag of food was worth $35. How many people can get a bag of groceries for $35? So beginning at the beginning of this fiscal year, the 23-24 fiscal year, that value we have moved up to $50. Every other value we moved down. During the pandemic, when we called to check in on an elderly person, we had that valued at a $25 rate. We lowered that value because now our check-ins are much more brief by phone, and we're usually just making an appointment to go out and speak to somebody. So that's back down to a $2 value. So you see, we moved a lot of values down, email values and so forth, but we did move that food value up by $15 a bag. I won't give you a lot of numbers, but I think these numbers will really surprise you. Last year, our total service of value was $550,555 to the town of Thompson. This year, it was $802,806. And for the first 6 months of our fiscal year that we're in right now, the total service value is $696,600. For that, the town of Thompson pays $50,595 a year. That is a percentage. 6.3% of the value of service. So what we do is we go out, yes, Thompson gives us a percentage of value, but we go out and we bring together grants, we bring together funding through our state, we have a little bit of federal government funding, we have a little bit of state funding, that's about a third. And then the rest of what we do is we fundraise. We fundraise by having our Have Heart auction, which you are always invited to that. It's a lot of fun. And then we send out our annual report, and we have donors from all over the United States who send us money. I get things from Texas. Every one of those letters we sign, I write a note on every one of those letters. I've had people say they've never received a note like that, and they'll always give to Teague. And that, I think, was a donor from Texas or Florida, right? That was somebody who was new to us. So we're bringing money in from all over the United States to take care of our little northeastern corner of Connecticut. If you'd like any of these facts and figures, fine. I'd love to share them with you. If you could share them with our fellow townspeople, I would be really, really grateful to you. Yes, the town does pay for services. The other thing that you need to know is that the other towns in our service area also pay for services. So they pay for the upkeep on the building. They pay for people who work at Teague. They pay for food. And their services, their value of services is much lower. Woodstock is about $280,000, and Pomfret is $233,000. Seniors from the town of Thompson are invited to use the senior center that we run in Pomfret at no charge. And any citizen of the town of Thompson can use the Pomfret market and the Woodstock market, and they do. So, any questions? Is that a little clearer on how we do what we do? Yes.
I would like to just add to that and say the Northeast Early Childhood Council has found him to be an essential partner, crucial to helping us elevate the services we provide. So the service they provide is even greater than the numbers you have there. And an example is we had a donation to create social emotional learning and support kits for families, local families. But we didn't want to just give it to them without any type of guidance. We didn't have money for childcare. We didn't have space. We reached out to teams. They provided staff support, tech support, and the space. And then we reached out to NOW, Northeast Opportunities for Wellness, and they provided the child care. And so the collaboration between our three groups, we were able to create this workshop for families. And I actually met a family a few months later, and she said the change in her children's behavior, the change in how she approaches her child, and even the teacher have noticed a positive change. Yes, wonderful. And we couldn't have done that without you. And that's just a small example of how Teague is partnering with other programs.
And the value of services for early childhood in Thompson was $53,232. And a lot of that was our hand-in-hand families, families who had lost children to DCF, who now are stars at parenting. I think they're amazing. And we've seen such a growth there. And that's through our hand-in-hand program, which is 100% funded by one funder who wanted to see that happen in this town. So it's a great way to do the work. We're really proud of the work we do. And if anybody, if you're out in the public and someone is questioning it, I would welcome a call. I'd love it. If you heard something that sounded a little wrong to you, have them call me. They'll put them right through, and I would just love to clarify anything. It's big work we do, and it's really hard to explain the work we do. We send out that annual report every year trying to write the story, and then I'll say, come out, and somebody will say, oh, so Teague's a food pantry? Well, yeah, we're so much more.
What services do you offer? Like, I know the food pantry, I know there's energy assistance, but what, I mean, I'm new to Thompson 6 years, but like, what else do you guys offer that we might not know about?
Oh, gosh.
I don't mean like, hey, we provide diapers to John Smith down the road, but like, as an overall,
We are a diaper bank.
We do have the hand-in-hand program.
We have a parent-child play group. We provide lessons on canning and budgeting.
I didn't know all of that.
And we invite people from all walks of life to come in to, say, our centerpiece building and trying to mix folks together from all walks of life as they come together and talk. We do mentoring, so we do, and we do the juvenile review board.
It's a
very important and it's a very key piece. And we've had, just like the story you told, we've had so many people come back and say that's what really kind of saved our family. So I'm trying to think of what else
back
we do.
To
attendance mentoring.
Strong like a mother.
Strong Like a Mother is a postpartum support group that we do. We do attendance mentoring in the towns of Pomfret, Thompson, Woodstock, and Putnam because we are your youth service bureau. That's an even bigger overarching. That brings state money into this area to help families. But the mentoring and the attendance mentoring that we do has helped to get kids back to school. I have a group of four people that go out every morning and pick kids up to take them to school, kids who won't get out of bed. Some of those people go into the home and actually say, come on, we're going now, and they head in. So it's pretty deep, it's pretty wide. We've done senior homes. We've gone and fixed up and done little fixes on senior homes to allow them to age in place. Senior care, thank you, Joanne. Our senior care program, see how much the services were for that. Thompson seniors that year received $11,800 in senior care products. Those are products that we raise money for by drives in the town. If Thompson Business Association ever wanted to do that, I would love it. We provide poise pads and pull-ups for people who have incontinence issues. That's one of the main things that puts a senior in their home and they're not able to get out. It keeps them active. It keeps them healthy. We also provide vitamins and heat patches and over-the-counter painkillers for arthritis to keep them active. We give people rides to places. I took someone today to a ride for a doctor's appointment because she couldn't understand what her doctor was telling her, just to help her try to clarify that. Do we do that, and you know, how do we count that? That's a little bit of client assistance, but it's nothing we're paid to do. We just do it.
And
we do deliveries.
Fill a lot of gaps because there are some government programs that do not cover some of these products or services. And
now
where would they turn for them? They'd be food or incontinence products.
That's right.
So.
I have a ton of questions for you.
A ton of questions. I hope that you'll ask them.
I will.
Ask me questions. I would love that. We also did pet clinics. We've had a 3-year grant with the Connecticut Humane Society. We were able to help people who had not had shots for their pets, who had not been able to get small veterinary things done. And we have done pet safety with our first responders and our visiting nurses.
How does one find out, like, is this on your website? Or like
our website and our Facebook. Follow our Facebook. They're also in our guide.
We actually pull everybody's Facebook and put it on our one.
Yep.
So we're like a one-stop shop for anything going on in the region.
Nice.
Thank you. I don't want to take any more time, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Tira, you're up.
Let me just briefly elaborate on what Ann was saying. The reason this is specifically relevant, and Ann is a little diplomatic in the way she put it, is that we are approaching budget season. So those social media posts, and I will not name the sites or the people, because I don't want to stir those pots in this meeting. There are people and social media sites that are just clearly not interested in anything that serves the public good, like ideologically. And they can be very loud, and they come to meetings. So in budget season, as things start to get contentious, you know, those are public meetings, and you are members of this public community, so you can come in and make your comments in support of the things that are valuable, like Ann described. So I just wanted to take a second there.
And we're also not asking the town for another penny. Again, this year, we don't ask every year that the town give us more and more money. We understand budget. Briefly, again, to sort of tie into the presentation itself, I actually was at a meeting at the Speedway earlier that was related to the Natchog Epic. Some of you guys will remember Richard Fries. He came in, I think, last year to talk about this race that comes through, starts and ends at the Speedway, that is growing and growing and growing. They come in the last weekend of March, and they do this gravel grinder race that's it's like trail racing and mud racing on bicycles. And because they're growing every year, I think they will also be looking for sponsorships and also people to sort of contribute to some of their prize packages. But the other thing that we've talked about at EDC is, you know, they're spending a 2 or 3 day period in the region. So if you are in a hospitality business locally and, you know, you want to run specials during that time, they would very much appreciate those connections. That would be, I think, most relevant. We've got a hotelier in Auburn.
Mentioned,
a member of this group, but any of the restaurants, again. And this is stuff we've talked about but never fully launched. But, you know, something to keep in mind. And they are running on the 24th of March this year. So then the other big thing, of course, is the 65 Main project, which sadly the January workshop is in conflict with Dan's event. So, you know, I won't feel badly if you guys want to go to that instead of ours.
I didn't even realize that.
I didn't when I scheduled it either, but it sort of was what it was. It was the only date that I had available to get the consultant back. So just to give you a little progress report on what we've been doing, we are committed as part of the planning grant for the revitalization of the 65 Main property to 12 monthly workshops. We are 3 workshops in. The fourth one is coming up on the 24th. And they're broken down into 3-month blocks of the general topics that they're going to be touching on, because as you guys have heard, it's kind of a complex project. The piece that we're tackling first is the site design for the public food forest and permaculture park that we have a consultant hired from. He's based in Illinois. He will be presenting preliminary concept designs in a hybrid Zoom in-person meeting at Town Hall or on Zoom on the 24th. The response to him in particular has been, like, there's a lot of interest because the idea of permaculture,
is so novel and interesting. You can think of it as regenerative agriculture that takes in human ecology as well. So that from now through March, the monthly sessions will deal with that. The next 3 months we'll deal with the connection to the school and the education aspect of the programming that we want to put in the facility, because we want to get that feedback before the kids and the parents are and the faculty are out for the year. And then the last 3 months, so that would be July, August, September, is when we really want to turn our attention to the connection to this community, the small business needs. Now, anybody is welcome to drop in and contribute, comment on any of those units, but as you're thinking about this, and I know I'm blasting through this because I don't want to take a lot of time, but obviously we've talked about it in the past as well, you know, try to have it in your head that those months are going to be the months where we really want to create the structure that relates back directly to Thompson's small business community. Also the connection from the business association to the school, and then following that I'll take 6 months with the project partners like Teague and Connecticut RC&D and a couple of other partners to write the master plan. All of this while I'm seeking other sort of implementation money through other grants. So again, it's a complex project, a lot of pieces going, sort of working together, but so far I'm really pleased. And Anne, if you have any, because obviously you're a project partner too, if you want to contribute any observations on.
My observation is, and what I truly believe, is that this will become the anchor on Main Street. I really think it will. I think, you know, the project dollars that you're applying for now to improve Main Street will be enhanced by this. This food forest is a very exciting thing. It's a long-term project. It's a project that it took me a while to get my head around. I think Tira knows that. I kept sitting there, what is this anyway? But there will be an area behind this building, a natural area behind this building that is called permaculture, that will create food in the form of nuts and roots and naturally growing plants that will keep giving fruits and vegetables to this area, and it will be a draw. There's nothing else really like it in northeastern Connecticut. So I think it's really hard to kind of get your head around it, but once you see it, I think you're going to be very impressed, and we are going to be kind of a one-of-a-kind area, and that's just going to enhance the back of that building.
And you guys have been part of it too, so you know your observations as well, I think.
Well, I think the whole thing, I mean, the fact that the building's already not the dilapidated, falling apart building anymore. It's being repaired. It's not an eyesore. The whole idea that whole area, the woods between the back of the building and the river, is going to get cleaned up and be usable space instead of swampland, wasted land. The connection between the school and the business, the school and the business association, and helping. I say this every time that you know, there's students that are interested in entrepreneurial spirit, and then they're like, I got to get out of Thompson. There's nothing here for me. So, you know, if we have a place where they can, where they know they can go get support and help and start their business, I think that's fantastic.
Congressman Courtney was out last week with us visiting, and, you know, to your point there, the thing that I said to him as we, you know, you sort of talk through all this stuff every time you have one of these visits or one of the workshops or whatever, and I was saying, you know, right now, kids who graduate the high school are kind of staying here because they don't have opportunities, right? Because their opportunities that exist outside. College is outside. High-paying jobs are outside. But the purpose of this is to create it so that kids are staying in the community because they do have opportunities. And that is an order of magnitude different in how sort of the locality, the community, the neighborhood, the region can grow over time. And you know, Congressman Corbin really likes the project too, and he's a big supporter. So
nice.
Hopefully his input will help put us over the mark on this latest big grant application I have in. I don't know. We won't know until the end of March, but I'm just going to keep throwing proposals at whatever I can until I get the whole thing funded. So.
I've also seen a lot of gutted buildings, and a lot. I've gutted a lot of buildings, gutted a lot of rooms. I've never seen a job like this. I've never seen a cleaner job. You've got to see the inside.
I got to go check it out. Yeah,
it's amazing.
I have the key.
Nice. Cool.
Feel
true. And I mean, just the fact that building is such historical value in this town, and you know how the town obtained it originally, and Teague's presence there, and everything. So it was the library before.
It was the library, I think, in the 70s.
Yeah.
So just to update on the renovation itself. So where we are in the renovation, and this was under the first grant that I got from the Fed. The hazmat abatement and interior-exterior demo are essentially complete. The only exception to that is there's two staircases that still have some lead paint on them that we need for access. Once all the other interior work is done, those are just going to get scrapped and rebuilt, but that's the only contaminated area still left. So interior-exterior, totally abated. There's a brand new roof on it, cool roof system. They did not get to the gutters before the snow started flying, so I expect we'll see the gutters done early spring. We are consulting with the Historical Society on exterior finishes, and that includes hopefully getting the Historical Society to organize a volunteer party to contribute that labor, which will look good for other grant applications and is something we can accomplish locally. And then Brian Santos, who is on the building committee and himself owns a very large construction company that does work only in Massachusetts on things like schools and big municipal projects, is working on getting some in-kind labor donated to do some work on the foundation. Now, once we're done with those things, I'm out of money on the first grant. So these other grant applications will become important. But the most expensive pieces are done. I mean, the most expensive piece was the hazmat abatement. That was crazy expensive, but there's no alternative for it, right? I say it all the time. We don't want to sort of be happy about other people's misfortunes, but it is good for us that Putnam had their misfortunes first with the Cargill project.
Learn from other
right?
people's mistakes.
Because we will not be in that position no matter what. We will monitor that and make sure that
right.
no, and it's clean as a whistle in there right now. So.
Nice. Cool. Have a good night. All right, Brian, you're up again. Economic Development Commission's report.
Okay, my last report was at our December meeting, and we did not have a December Economic Development Commission meeting. Because it was close to Christmas, but in its place we did one of these meetings that Kira heads up for the 65 Main project. Just remind people what we're working on now. Of course, this month's meeting is next week. We will be starting to look at budget stuff. My favorite time of year. It's not. And we'll continue with the 65 Main updates and remind everybody once we get to the part later, once we get through with the outside permaculture, we're really, really going to need your attention and support when we start to get to programming. What's going to go in that building? It's really want TBA to be a part of it, want it to help TBA, want TBA to help the town and the students. Like Dan was saying, we've been working with Turtleneck for a couple of years now to keep students involved in certain things. But we'll keep you apprised of what's going on with that. Now, new businesses that I'll be reporting on next week, we have Polly Burley Games Math Trainings. It's an online business dispensing medical instructions. Dan takes pictures. We have Pine
medical
Constructors.
Medical instructions?
That's what it says.
Okay.
medical training.
Yeah.
Oh, like CPR, AED, first aid, consultant.
Or like Google, like I have a headache, I might have brain cancer. We're going to have to get them down here.
Give us 45 seconds. Business pitch.
We don't always know. These get turned in as new businesses, and sometimes they don't even tell you what they do.
It does have a little description down here. It says online business dispensing medical instructions.
That's what I said.
I'm trying to understand if you could elaborate.
So Pine Constructors Incorporated, they do roofing and siding.
That's in Webster.
That's in Webster. We have Sweet James, terrible like this. It's a thrift store on Thompson Road. On Chase, Thompson
right
Road.
Right by your house.
With the propane company.
And that's it for the new businesses that came to our inbox. Okay. And I do want to note, Thompson Speedway is not a member of PA.
No. We talked about that a few times.
I'd like to bring it up.
Yeah. We'll get that figured out.
Yeah, you've got to whip them into shape.
Huh?
You've got to whip them into shape.
I, seriously. Right?
Maybe they want to raise
it. Missy.
Yeah. All right. So everybody, we are booked for January. We are booked for February. We're booked for March.
Oh, great.
We only have one slot available in April.
So wow.
Let's get busy. It's going to be great. I'm still looking forward to it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
It's exciting.
If you want to get on Winnie Radio, that's an opportunity that you have as a member. You can go right on our website under the members area, Winnie Radio, and book your own time. We go on the third Tuesday of every month.
Yep.
You go on with Missy at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, meet me there at 7:30. About 7:40 we go on.
Yep.
About 10, 12 minutes. Gary's excellent. Makes you feel comfortable. Don't be stressed about anything. If you're a little nervous, he will walk you right through it. It's really a good time.
And we've managed to create a frenzy, I guess.
I think we're doing a good job.
We used to have to beg people to go on, and now it's constantly booked. So don't miss your opportunity. If you've got something coming up in the spring, you want to get on there, get it done.
And don't forget, if you have a business that works well with another business, you can work together. You know, you can feed off of each other. You know, if you got like Sarah with the painting and cleaning. And then you have people who build houses like yourself. Sometimes that goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, even Marie and I try to do it.
Yep.
She's a paint lady.
Yep.
And as I remind people, if you're really, really afraid to go on, like Missy said, Gary does make it easy, but you can go to our website and see some actual footage of the people doing their spot on the radio. It might put you at ease.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll help anyway I can. I'll watch again.
Okay, so now Olivia with our social media stats report.
So from last month's meeting to now, 137 people have been frequently engaging in our groups. That's incredible. That means that our members are now commenting back and forth to each other, posting, as well as liking, just overall interacting. So I'm very happy. The numbers continue to rise as we continue to build this group. The people who viewed our group from our last meeting to now, we reached 6,298 people. We are up 30%. Every month we have continued to reach a larger and larger audience. The more we do that, the better chance of getting to our TBA 100 we have, as well as that's more exposure for you guys. And one of the benefits of being a TBA member is that you get to advertise in this group, and you're in front of not only almost 700 people, you're also now in front of who's viewing our group, because this group is open to the public and viewable. As far as engagement goes, unfortunately Facebook's going through an update, so it just shows me who our top posters and engagers are. And this month, our top is Your Page Today, LLC. So Jody's not here with us right now, but she did win as our top commenter and poster this month.
Wow.
Following her was Flawless. She is now in second place, continuing to rise. So watch out for the first place. Sarah's coming for you. And third was Caring and Tax Service. Those were our top three contributors this month.
Nice.
And then We are trending in Thompson, Connecticut, Putnam, Connecticut, Webster, Woodstock, and Dayville. So those are the areas we are trending in right now, which is phenomenal because you want to trend in your local areas of where you're trying not only to provide your services, but to kind of get people to join the association and continue to grow their network, feel supported. And as me and Dan continue to work together on the members only group, that again is a Facebook group that will be for business support and advice. So while I will also monitor how well that is received and how much we are engaging in there, that is a resource for you as a TBA member to connect with other members of this group, ask advice, get support, or even put something out if you're in need of something with your business.
And I always follow up with like, share, subscribe. If you're on Facebook, which we all are all the time, and you see a fellow business in the TBA or any business for that matter, you know, just hit the like button, hit the share button. It's easy, it's free, and it's how we grow as a community. So it's how we grow as a community in this crazy world we live in now. Okay. Weekend Warrior Report, filling in for Sandy, is Sarah.
So this is from Sandy, so I didn't write it, so don't yell at me. couple tidbits for Weekend Warriors. We have a volunteer schedule for the entire year. Currently, the elementary, middle, and high school and superintendent's offices are working on getting teachers, parents, admins, and students to fill up our calendar. Once this is done, we will offer the remaining spots to members of Creation Church and other Thompson residents who have offered to help. We have a lead on a three-door freezer from a restaurant in Webster. That was today. Also the possibility of other items they may be putting up for sale. This will be our next major purchase and definitely running very short on space. Working with Adam Webster and Nash Icon from 98.9 Radio to hold a comedy show fundraiser sometime this year. Thank you, Allie. We have also done brainstorming to come up with others through the other other things for the year. Another collab, it says Caleb, but we'll go collab, I don't know what it's called, with the American Legion, a pool tournament, a poker run, and we always welcome more possibilities, so send your ideas to us. Dave and Sandy opened up the conversation, apparently yesterday, with Midwest Food Bank about how they started and how we can help establish another location. This is definitely just the beginning stages of a big goal for Weekend Warriors, but it does sound like a possibility, and it would be cool to know that TBA started it.
Thank you. Okay, we're almost done. Mixers. First, most important, next Tuesday we have our first mixer of the year, and it is at Prestige Nail Salon in Webster. It's going to be cool. Prestige, if you haven't been there, is a great place. It's a big place. All kinds of services, massage, Reiki, salt, boots, nails, pedicures, all that stuff. I'm going to be buying the drinks that night. The salon is providing snacks and stuff like that. And come out. Oh, they're going to have, she's bringing somebody out that's going to teach you how to cut intricate snowflakes out of paper. Winter themed. Come on out. That's what I want to hang out. What's that?
Share the event on Facebook.
Yeah, share. We'll post it again this week. Please help. Share, like, support, all that good stuff. And then we've got our mixer schedule almost filled up for the year. We've decided on doing 4 a year now, winter, spring, summer, and fall. We have Prestige coming up next week. And then who's next? Well, the spring one is the one that we don't have. I have some interest from Spicer Propane, but they haven't got back to me yet. So the spring mixer, which the date for that would be 4/16, is still an option. Summer, Teague has stepped up and taken the summer mixer spot. That's going to be on 7/16. And then Donahue Lawn Care, again, we've already done it there last fall. That was hands down the best one we've ever had. And I know Nick, it'll be better this year, so. And that's on October 15th.
Send the bar pie.
Yeah, of course.
Might as well.
It wasn't Nick, it was Declan. Declan was really
right,
the star
right,
of the show.
Right. So, that's about it. Anybody have any announcements?
We're not putting on a show at Nick's house.
No.
You guys are not playing at Nick's house.
Okay.
We're not doing it.
Meeting adjourned. 6:40.
Oh.
Oh, draw the names.
Sorry, I always forget that. Our next meeting is on February 14th.
Right.
Second Wednesday.
I got the text.
Oh, it is. I mean, that's interesting. Huh?
What is it?
Next month's meeting calls on Valentine's
Day.
That may not be a hit. All right.
So you might have to bring a date.
Yeah. Did everybody put their card in?
Or a piece of paper.
Or a piece of paper. This, I don't know if this basket can dig around in there, Israel.
Boom.
Yay.
Okay. Well,
that's pretty time.
Right. So you have it. I have the list. As you know, we go, once you win, we wait 6 months before you can win again. And it looks like you're good, right?
Yeah. I'm good.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Never. Never good.
Okay. And I'm taking your card because another benefit of the TBA here is the winner gets blasted on our website, but it also goes on the sign in front of the town hall. So this goes to the selectman's office.
And you also get the option to take the 10-minute spot.
And I will do that.
Okay. That's the local office for that. Back of the
Let me pull on where you go later. No, do you have your phone on you? I can take care of it right now. Probably not, I'm broke. Yeah. Probably not. Ask them.
And we know.